Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to the Soul Medicine Psychic Podcast. I'm your guide, Bernice Bisson. I've been a professional psychic, medium, and astrologer for 30 years and have read for thousands of people all over the world. Many of those readings have been recorded by my clients. In this podcast, I invite clients back to share in their recordings. As we flash back, we get to listen in on some of the original predictions and, in their own words, share some heartwarming stories, a few inspiring outcomes, and some unbelievable accuracies. I invite you to join us for a new journey each episode and come experience a little soul medicine for yourself.
Something in the air, always something in the air.
And in this episode, we listen in on a previous reading I did with Kara a couple years ago. She's returned to retell her experience from her reading and what happened since. I invite you to tune in as we hear her story about how she initially came to me through a group reading I led in a small town in rural Manitoba. And after receiving a brief and powerful affirmation in session that night, she knew she had to return. And you'll hear more about her message right after this.
Something in the air, always something in the air. Inexplicable, I can feel it in the air. Can you feel me?
Welcome to the Soul Medicine Psychic Podcast with your guide, Bernice Bisson.
I enjoyed my interview with Kara. She's a bright soul who radiates positive energy. I've read her twice, and I initially met Kara in a group session. And although we had a brief encounter, she speaks to a powerful affirmation regarding her father that occurred. She booked an individual reading with me shortly after. In her reading, Spirit presented her with insight to her crossroads and the incredible journey from a successful real estate career to becoming a wellness practitioner. The spirit of her well-coiffed father chimed into the reading, giving her affirmation regarding signs he's been leaving for her, like squabbling blue jays and 11-11, all marking upcoming family events for her. Kara returns to share with us, in her own words, her fascinating journey and the revelations her father had for her. We'll hear it all right after this.
Because small business owners need help. Thoughtfulmarketing.ca, helping businesses thrive.
Welcome back. And we have Kara with us today. She is here to share her story about her experience with me. Welcome, Kara.
Hi, Bernice.
Now, tell me, how did you find me? How did you wind up coming across me in the first place?
So there was actually a group reading in a small local community outside where I live as a fundraiser for a lady that had lost her husband. And I had gone there with a girlfriend of mine and my daughter, and you were doing the reading there, and you picked me out of my group to do my reading for me.
Oh, wonderful. And I kind of do that randomly.
So that experience actually changed my life. I had a lot going on in my life at that time. And when you had come around, you had brought a deck of cards and you asked our group a couple questions, and the questions that you had asked were definitely directed at me without a doubt. Mm-hmm. And so I got to pick a card out of your deck. And then you came around and you gave me a reading, basically clarifying the decisions I was about to make and the journey I was about to take regarding my ex-husband and business and the trip we were taking. And all of that stuff has actually come to fruition. And my whole life has changed since then.
And that was all in just, because I usually, when I do large groups, they're very short readings. They're like maybe 5 or 10 minutes. And
yep.
Wow. So we crammed in a lot.
Yeah, it was remarkable. I was dumbfounded stuff that you were saying, because it really solidified all the questions I had been asking, and I really needed an answer from Spirit, and that's what I got that day.
Well, and you know, before I get to big groups like that, I often write my messages down, and I find that Spirit guides me just to the right people. That's why I actually pick randomly. I don't kind of matrix people, you know, is there someone with a John in the crowd? I don't do that, because I just find I want my individual attention with you, you know, and that Spirit picked you for a reason, and that I know in that moment the message will be there, and boom, there it is. And so, wow. Now, you did come to see me again.
Yes, I came to see you not all that long after. It was probably a couple months after that. And that reading, again, just solidified even more. So it was kind of one of those things where I thought, oh, it was random. And, you know, it was the answer I wanted and had been really asking for. But I still needed more clarification. So I had actually made an appointment to go see you on my dad's birthday. And my dad has been gone from this world since 1992. But I feel like I have more of a connection with him since he's been gone more than when he was here. And that reading there, you had that specifically a very strong feature of his was his hair. He really thought he was Elvis. And you had said there was a gentleman in the room that had a coif of hair, and kind of made me laugh because I knew right away that was him. You had brought up about a spot that I had just visited in Ireland. And when I was there, I actually took a picture of the spot, which was Seven Sisters. And I had said to my husband at the time that I knew my dad was there with us. And it was really important for me to take a picture. And you brought that up at that reading. It was remarkable.
Well, you know, thank you for that, because that affirmation, even for me, when Spirit tells me something, I actually feel it in my gut. Like, I'm not necessarily hearing it in my head. I'm actually feeling the vibration of those words, and they urge me to say something. What they want us to know in that moment is that I'm right here. I'm right here. You know, that they are, their soul is with God, their soul is in Spirit, and it's a high vibration light, and that we often worry about them, but we don't need to, because they're actually, you know, usually checking on us. And so, wow, that's great. Now, you were with someone else in that reading, were you not?
I had the first reading I came by myself. The second reading I had come with another person.
Okay, yeah. And so there was something about some blue jays. You'll be showing blue jays. Even in the dead of winter, they're going to be really important, because I almost feel like they're going to show up right in front of you.
I always see blue jays. They're always in my yard. And my mom has always had a love of blue jays. I don't know what it was. And I just come to think that must be my dad in his spirit form. That's how he connects with me. And I believe my mom and my dad were actually soulmates, even though they didn't have the best relationship in this world. I, without a doubt, believe he's waiting for her on the other side to take her and comfort her. And that's his way of comforting her on this earth, is by sending her blue jays.
Wonderful. And so I think that's a really strong sign for both of you. Now, in this reading, when I was listening to it, we went into this, what I call a chakra reading. And I use different either objects, words, animals, crystals. Your heart chakra, where your heart is, and risk. Oh, you need change. You want to risk that for some growth. You're going to risk your heart for some growth.
That I'm doing.
Yeah. And so your motivation's the journey.
What you need is courage. And what you want is love.
And so with you, we chose some words. Now, tell me about when you came to sit in my room. What was that experience like?
Which time? The first time or the second time?
You can choose. Well, we went into this whole chakra discussion. We picked out words and we started placing words to your energy. In this, we were talking about some travel. We were talking about a wedding coming. We were talking. Do you remember now?
I have actually a number of things.
Let's hear them. Go ahead. Let's hear your story.
In that reading, it had said there's going to be a wedding out west and then a celebration in our yard.
Wedding coming in the family, right? Mm-hmm. Wedding showing up. Beautiful. Working on the baby. They're working on it. And I'm going to sell it. It's funny, eh? Look, they're working on it.
Well, last year he was supposed to be getting married and they were going to get married in our yard. In the city that I live in, which is just outside Winnipeg. And because of COVID, that didn't happen. And they ended up getting married out west as predicted. And of course, none of us could go because of COVID. But we got the pictures and that all came to light. You had also stated in there, I can't remember which reading it was, the first or the second, but something about me being involved in two businesses and having my hand in two businesses. And at the time, it really didn't make much sense to me. And last year I had, well, the last couple of years after I saw you at the group reading, I had actually was in the process of taking over a business from my ex-husband and business partner. And in 2020 with COVID, things hadn't been going as I had hoped with the business takeover. And I ended up turning my thought process into something that I had more of a passion for, which was wellness.
Let me ask you, what do you want to do? If money were not an object, and it clearly doesn't seem like...
Probably home decorating. And like I still like houses. I love that kind of stuff.
Yeah, beauty of things.
I like it.
In all of this, it may not be so much about your career as so much about who are you outside being a real estate agent.
Just recently in the last year, turned my building into a wellness center. And that's kind of the direction I think I'm going to be going for my career path moving forward. I will be phasing out of my current career over the next few years into a wellness center because I believe I'm here to help people in one way or another. And with COVID, I find mental wellness is so much more important and people are acknowledging that. And I think my calling is to help with every aspect of wellness.
Wow. I'm really excited. So what's the name of your wellness business?
It's called Just Be Wellness Studio. Mm-hmm. And I actually prayed to my spirit guides for a name for this wellness studio and what I was going to do and a symbol and everything. And it did it all. Came to me. Like, I truly am a believer that asking you will receive and you will be able to manifest it. I am doing that.
Amazing. Other things that came up in this reading, we talked about your father, we talked about also mentoring people, which I thought was interesting. You were in a different business though.
I was.
Yeah.
I was, and I absolutely did not see myself as a mentor in that business.
Well, look where you are now.
But where I am now, it is really like my whole goal is to help other people build their business and feel strong and successful in what they're doing. Because I didn't really have a lot of guidance with that. Mm-hmm. And I think really just the reading put me in the right path and got my mind in the right direction of where I really wanted to go, and I just didn't have the courage to.
Now, may I ask, we talked about your mom very briefly, and I believe at that time we talked a lot about property transactions. We talked a lot about people moving.
I'm actually a realtor in my career, so the property transactions totally made sense. I do that on a pretty regular basis, lots of moving. But you did bring up something about an A-frame near water actually more recently, my husband and I have been talking about moving west and finding a property in the mountains or near mountains and water. And that is the style of home that we have looked at a number of times. So that is starting to make a lot more sense to me now.
Yeah. Well, that's why I record readings, because I find that in all my years of reading, people in the moment I'm telling them stuff sometimes look at me like blankly, like, what are you talking about? And I'm like, no, spirit's telling me that. And, you know, normally I read 2 to 5 years down the road. I don't usually go 20 years down the road. I try to stay very focused in the next few years or something more imminent in front of you because you're on that trajectory.
In my first reading I had with you, you had done the numerology for that and you had initially said 11-11.
He'll show up as the 4.
Okay.
Okay. He'll always 4-4, 44-44 like that, or 11-11.
And he's always looking out for both of us, right?
11-11.
That's his.
My daughter's born 11.
Yes. Yeah, he'll show up as 11-11. That's how he'll show up.
Which kind of struck me at that time because my daughter was born on November 11th. Mm-hmm. And that really was a big life changer for me, obviously, when my daughter was born for many reasons, but 11-11 and the number 1 has really stuck with me. And when you had said that, I instantly knew that it was going to be a remarkable reading.
And thank you. And your daughter, I believe she, my notes in here says she's a little powerhouse.
Your daughter, she's your defender in here, okay? She'll follow in your footsteps.
I hope not all of them.
Nah, okay. But she'll be a powerhouse like you. Trust me.
Yeah,
totally. She'll get a college diploma, and she'll work in making money like you. So she'll do well in that.
I'm just super proud of her. Like, I believe that she really is a strong minded woman, and she's going to go places. She is manifesting a great life for herself, and I think she has a lot of angels kind of looking out for her. And I think part of that is my dad had passed a number of years before she was born, but like I said, I feel he was always with me, and I think it was a sign that she was born on November 11th.
You know, I have to say, the 11-11 will show up if you ever have a reading. It'll show up as also the Emperor, the 4, which is the father, because 1-1-1-1, and as justice, right? Fairness, karma, and justice sort of all tied together with all of that. And so, wow, that's a very powerful sign for people as well.
I agree, and that's needed for me because I've kind of had a tough go the last number of years, and the last couple of years have really been enlightening. And those numbers have, I think, really kind of pushed me through and got me to where I am. And it really has been life-changing.
As you went through this transformation into your wellness center, because when we met, you were already on that trajectory. I mean, this was probably already something that the universe just had to give you a few situations to push you in that direction. So all the things that have happened really led you to be able to do wellness for other people, to be able to go into those dark spaces, you know, because 11-11 is like 4s, a sign of you might have to go where angels fear to tread.
Right.
You know, you might have to go to those places. And it sounds like as you go through healing with people, you're going to those places.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, it's some powerful stuff. Your travels, I mean, okay, COVID hit, right? Eek.
Right.
Now, don't get too excited, but this is the lake. We're out of town. This is to the west, like Alberta, okay? Mm-hmm. BC, and then down south. Mm-hmm. Like, I hope it's part of Ireland or something, but down south, or Arizona, like down south. So this is all coming within a year and just a bit.
I went in 2019. I ended up going to the Dominican Republic. The year before that, we had gone to Ireland, which was in one of my readings.
Yeah.
So that could have been my Europe trip. And of course, since COVID, I have not been able to travel anywhere. We had lots of plans that we wanted to travel, and our plans were to travel back to Europe, but it just hasn't happened yet.
Oh, it's coming. No worries, my friend. It is coming. A little future prediction for you. So I'm going to say, I actually think even by the spring of 2023, you're going to have something more formal in place. Maybe you'll have the tickets bought for, you know, maybe you'll have that, like you'll have it, some plans in place. So yeah, it's okay. It's coming, my friend, coming.
Excellent. I'm very much looking forward to it.
Yeah, we're all hanging in there, you know. Thank you. And thank you for picking me as your psychic. I really do appreciate that. And
I think you picked me.
Well, Spirit picked you and we got together. How about that? People get picked randomly. I don't come in with any plan. So I think the plan was God's, and here we are. Well, thank you to Kara for sharing her heartwarming story of transformation with us. And thank you for listening to the Soul Medicine Psychic Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode and found nuggets of wisdom and magic, please leave us some stars and a review, or share it with someone you think would enjoy it. If you're a previous client and would like to share your story on the show, please contact us through our website. Until next time, stay safe, stay well.
So many years has gone by, but I think about you all the time.
Thanks for joining us. For social media links and to book an appointment with Bernice, visit BerniceBissonPsychic.com. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it. Remember, spirit has your greatest good at heart. Your soul is light, and you are valued.
Have you ever thought, I'd love to have a podcast just like this one? Well, I can help. My name is Matt Kundle, and everyone at my company, the Sound Off Podcast Network, had a hand in making this show. Whether it was about the sound, the discoverability, or that you're just enjoying the show, we are all about the detail. If you think you have a podcast in you, reach out to me via email, matt@soundoff.network. Or check out the website and become one of the great podcasts we work with at soundoff.network.